This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Prophet ﷺ said, as actually reported, and this hadith reported by Tirmidhi and others, that the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever seeks to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if this would displease human beings, Allah will protect him from them. And whoever seeks to please people, even if this is will lead to displeasing Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will leave him to his own. No protection, no guarantee of protection. That's why when Yazid asked the governor of Iraq at that time, asked al-Hasan al-Basri, he said, give me an advice. He said, you know, the Khalifa, you know, is basically the Umayyad Khalifa at that time. He is the one in charge and he put me in this position. Then he said, خَفِ اللَّهَ فِي يَزِيدْ وَلَا تَخَفْ يعني خاف الله في يزيد ولا تخاف يزيد في الله يعني fear Allah more than يزيد and don't fear يزيد more than Allah. Fear Allah more than your boss, more than your governor, or more than your king, then you fear your king more than Allah. Allah protect you from this caliph or this president or this governor, but this governor cannot protect you from Allah. Soon the angel of death will come to strive you from your power and your throne and will get you down in a hall, in a tiny hall called grave. And in that grave, no Yazid or anyone can protect you except your deeds. Not the sufficient that you need. That the insurance policy that it will work with you even after your death. When you are in front of Allah, when you are in front of the hellfire, about to pass over to your destiny, which is Jannah, inshaAllah ta'ala. أقول ما سمعتم واستغفر الله لي ولكم استغفر الله. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. My brothers and sisters, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us, all of us, His protection and His aid and His hidayah, His guidance. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us in the day and the night and all the time until we meet Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, until we all settle in paradise. Upon your interest in the masjid, we have two important things to look at and action items. One is blood drive. Go ahead, and we shall at end of time, 2:10, we end our khutbah and our salat, end of time, so you can go and donate blood. Participate, there is a great need. There is a need of 1,000 units. You know that unit that when they put it in the bag? They need 1,000 units every day. And there's no way we can collect that amount of money unless we all participate as a community. So that's something you can do, and ask any doctors around any hospital, they'll tell you the importance of blood to save lives. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said saving one life equal to saving all humanity. So please take your time, go, they will be here until 3 o'clock, inshallah ta'ala. Number two, upon your entrance and now upon your exits, you will find a table. And in this table, a petition. That it has the logo of the masjid, it's clearly Islamic Center, our community here. And this petition is addressed to the Senator and the Congress. Okay? And these two petitions are in relation to the debate that we have today in our community about gun control. And I thought it would be a nice idea for our Muslim community to be part of that discussion and to demand something as citizens, these people represent us. And basically there is two points that I thought they are very agreed upon, but I found out that my sister, my friend Sheikh Ibrahim disagreed with me on it. But that's fine, I like that, that's what politics is about. But that's my opinion. If you share this, please sign it. Put your zip code, put your first name, last name, and sign it. And this is two points. One, I'm demanding two things in this petition from our Congress and Senate. Number one is to have what we call a universal background check. So if someone purchases a gun, we need to make sure that this person is not a criminal in other states. It's not a person who have committed a crime or a person who had quarantine or anything like that in other places or in other agencies that they wanted for. Number one. Number two, that I think we do have a lot of law exists already that it will have, you know, a control over guns. I think the problem is not gun control as much as idiot controls. You know, controlling these guys who using it in the wrong way. So what I'm demanding in the other point, the Congress, to increase the funds, that it will be given to law enforcement to implement the law. We have a good laws in the book to prevent the usage of these guns in the wrong way. But the problem, and to confiscate these legal, illegal weapons on the street. The problem is the shortage of fund. You can hire people enough to do that. So what I demand is to increase the budget. And instead of our budget going in things which is not necessarily very beneficial, so I'm demanding to vote for that, to have more funds toward that area. These two things you agree with, you think it's a good idea, please go ahead and write your name, sign it, and we're going to mail the petition to the council. I think that's part of our community. In general, we should care about the concept that we're living in as a community, and we have a voice to voice our opinion about it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit and make it beneficial, inshallah. Allahumma aghfir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'fu anna wahdina wakfina. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ali wa qumu lis salati yarhamkum Allah.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa